The following is a paid program, and the views expressed on this show do not represent the views of WJZ AM, Intercom Communications, its sponsors, or affiliates.
From the farms to the winner's circle and everywhere in between, this is Maryland Horse Radio on CBS Sports Radio 1300. We cover the entire horse industry, from the Preakness to the Maryland Million to the Columbia Classic Grand Prix, brought to you by Laurel Park. Now, here's Dan Salter at Maryland Horse Radio on CBS Sports Radio 1300.
And they're into the stretch in the Barbara Fritchie Stakes. And Ms. Locust Point is put to a drive. She's got a four-length lead, drifting over to the inside now. In second is Moyety, then Burned in third. Ms. Locust Point extended by George Vargas Jr. Ms. Locust Point, she's on point once again. And she'll win the Barbara Fritchie all the way.
And good evening. Welcome to the program, Maryland Horse Radio, presented by Laurel Park. I'm your host, Stan Salter. That's the voice of Maryland Racing there. Dave Rodman with the call last Saturday in the feature at Laurel Park Sprint Fest Winter Carnival. We had six stake races last Saturday, a big day of racing out at Laurel Park. We had a big crowd. We had the ice sculptures all over the track. We had a Ben's Cat ice sculpture, a Cloud Computing ice sculpture, Cloud Computing winner last year's Preakness. We had the ice wall where you could chip away and win some prizes, win some money out of the ice wall. We gave away free Maryland Jockey Club sweatshirts. It was a big day last Saturday, and the racing didn't disappoint. It lived up to its billing. The Grade 2 Barbara Fritchie features some of the top filly and mare sprinters in the country, going seven furlongs. $300,000 was the purse. And you heard Rodman with the call. Miss Locust Point, she dominated at every point in the race. She broke from the outside with the leading rider, Georgie Vargas Jr. aboard. She had speed early. She went right to the front, and she just commanded that field all the way around there. It was kind of like a like an Extra Heat-like performance. I remember when Extra Heat won the Barbara Fritchie one year in the fog. You couldn't see, but Extra Heat was in front 2-3 the whole way around there, and she just clobbered the field. Miss Locust Point did the same thing. It was a similar kind of weather. It was snowing during the Winter Carnival. You couldn't see very much on TV, but Miss Locust Point was out there in front the whole way, a dominant performance in the Grade 2 Barbara Fritchie. So she's now a perfect 4-for-4 at Laurel Park, all stake wins. And we're going to, in this segment here, we're gonna give you, we'll talk about the winner of the Grade 3, General George. We'll tell you what a Fleet Willie did. We have a great show coming up tonight. Trainer Jose Corrales, who won the Grade 3 General George with the local horse Something Awesome for Stronic Stable. The trainer Something Awesome, Jose Corrales, he's going to join us in the second segment. We'll get to the General George here in a second. Coming up in the third segment, Kimber Goodman, my co-host the past couple weekends out at Laurel Park. She was my co-host last week and last Saturday for the Winter Carnival. Kimber Goodman, a former full-time analyst before I had the job back in the 90s. She was the full-time analyst out there for the Maryland Jockey Club. She's been helping us out all winter long. It's been great to have her aboard. She's going to join us in the third segment. She has a big day at the races planned coming up Sunday, March 4th. That's a big weekend. We have the Champions Handicapping Tournament with over $33,000 in prizes. Champions Handicapping Tournament. That's a qualifying tournament for one of the big dances. The National Handicapping Championship and all those big tournaments, the Breeders' Cup Betting Challenge, the big one handicapping tournament at Laurel Park. So a big handicapping tournament at Laurel Park with over $33,000 in prizes. That's going to be Saturday, March 3rd, located. It's going to be held in the sports bar, the new sports bar, second floor of the clubhouse. So the big handicapping tournament Saturday, March 3rd at Laurel Park. That's a week from this Saturday, right? Yeah, a week from this Saturday. Where'd February go, Alan? February's almost gone. Okay, so the big tournament coming up, handicapping tournament coming up Saturday, March 3rd. Then Kimber Goodwin is going to have a big day at the races for you Sunday, March 4th, with a behind-the-scenes tour and everything. give you some handicapping tips. It'll be a pretty cool outing if you're looking for a fun Sunday afternoon at the races. Kimber Goodwin's going to be joining us here in the third segment. We'll recap the Winter Carnival, talk about all those big races, and we'll talk about her her big day at the races coming up Sunday, March 4th. So great show for you tonight. Jose Corrales coming up in the second segment, but we're gonna talk about these two big winners last Saturday during the Winter Carnival. How I think this 4-year-old filly John Service has Miss Locust Point. I think she's the real deal. Now a 4-time stakes winner at Laura Park. She won the Gin Talking at Laura when she was a 2-year-old filly. The only race she ran bad was after the Gin Talking. They took her down to the Grade 2 forward gal at Gulfstream, and she didn't run too bad. She was only beaten about 3 lengths in that race. She was a favorite in that race. Something went amiss because they gave her a long break after that. They brought her back last November, and she's been undefeated since she came back. And so she won the Gin Talking when she was 2 at Laurel Park, and then she won the Willa on the Move last December when she was 3 at Laurel, and now she's won 2 in a row. She won the What a Summer in January for her 4-year-old debut, and now she just won the Grade 2 Barbara Fritchie. So she's now 6 wins from 8 starts with 1 second. With big earnings, over $400,000 in earnings right now. And talking to trainer John Service in the winner's circle after Miss Locust Point won the Grade 2 Barbara Fritchie, John Service says they're going to give her a chance to step up and face some of the some Grade 1 company. Barbara Fritchie at Grade 2, you still have some of the top sprinters in the country, but you step up to those Grade 1s at Keeneland. John Service mentioned a race at Keeneland, or the Grade 1s at Saratoga. I could see her in those races, and I could see her winning those races. Keep your eye on Miss Locust Point. Maybe we can still catch a price on her when she steps up to the Grade 1 at Keeneland or a Grade 1 at Saratoga this summer or New York during Belmont week. I could see us catching maybe a 4 or 5 to 1 on this talented filly, Miss Locust Point, winner of the Grade 2 Barbara Fritchie. I'm looking forward to her later on this year. John Service, he knows how to win Grade 1s, and I think he's going to do it this year. I think Miss Locust Point, you heard it here first on Mail and Horse Radio. I think Miss Locust Point, winner of last Saturday's Barbara Fritchie, I think she'll go on this year and win a Grade 1. All right, so that's the Barbara Fritchie. Alan, how much time we have here? About 7 minutes. We have Corrales coming up next in the second segment. Let's talk about the Grade 3 General George. Cue up at A1 for me, if you will, there, Alan. We're going to talk about the local horse by Awesome Again, Something Awesome. He was already a 2-time winner at Laurel Park. He was 3rd in a fire plug behind Awesome Banner. Awesome Banner was my pick in the Grade 3 General George. Ran a big race to finish 4th. Awesome Banner did. His stablemate Fellowship ran a big race, but they weren't beating Something Awesome, a 7-year-old son of Awesome Again, bred by Adina Springs up in Canada, owned by Stronic Stable, trained by Jose Corrales. Corrales going to join us in the second segment. Here's what his horse did last Saturday in the Grade 3 General George.
Cowboy Miz went a half and 45.90 and turns for home with the lead. Cowboy Miz is the leader. Cowboy Miz up top as they move to that last furlong. Second, it's the Journey driving hard. On the far outside is Something Awesome. Something Awesome's coming with a run, and a big run indeed. Something Awesome swooping by them on the far outside. Fellowship from dead last also with a late run. Something Awesome, Fellowship, and it's the Journey and Awesome Banner, followed by Cowboy Miz and Grasshoppin'. And then it was back to Balibor and Sonny Inspired in the General George.
Great call there by Rod. Great call there by Rodman in the Grade 3 General George. Closers won the race. Something Awesome came from way out of it. Nice ride by jockey Elvis Trujillo for trainer Jose Corrales. Fellowship made a nice rally with Steve Hamilton aboard for Kenny Decker. It was a blanket finish in the General George. The pace setters in the race, Cowboy Miz and Awesome Banner, they hung on to get a piece of it. Awesome Banner was 4th. Cowboy Miz was 5th. It's the Journey ran a big race to be third. Fellowship ran huge to be second. Something Awesome. He's now a Grade 3 winner. And we're going to talk more about the Grade 3 winner, Something Awesome, in the next segment. Trainer Jose Corrales will join us to talk more about Something Awesome. All right, so we'll save that one for a little bit later in the second segment. Oh, Fleet Willie loves it at Laura Park. You know a Fleet Willie loves it at Laura Park. Claimed for $25,000 back in December of 2015. Claudio Gonzalez claimed a Fleet Willie for $25,000. And he's won 10 races. Coming into last Saturday, he'd won 10 races with him, including his last three against Stakes Company. The Governor's Day Handicap at Delaware last September. The Richard Small at Laura last November. And then he just won the Native Dance late January at Laura Park. We talked about a Fleet Willie on the program last week. He was your popular heavy favorite in the John V. Campbell, going 9 furlongs last Saturday at Laura Park. It was the first of 6 stake races, and a Fleet Willie, that's going to be cut A2, Alan. A Fleet Willie set the bar high for a bunch of electrifying performances. Here's what the 5-year-old did in the John Campbell.
They make the turn for home in the John B. Campbell Stakes, and a Fleet Willie opens up 3 lengths. Zanotti did all the running to try to put the pressure on a Fleet Willie, but a Fleet Willie's got a 3-length lead. Zanotti's hanging in well, and Debt Melody is in third, then Monongahela and Bodhisattva. Down to the last furlong, it is a Fleet Willie coming home. A Fleet Willie 2.5 from Zanotti, and then Debt Melody. A Fleet Willie in his 4th stakes score. The John Campbell to a Fleet Willie to win by 3 lengths from Zanotti. Debt Melody, then Bodhisattva.
A lot of people ask how you get into the game. You can breed a racehorse. You can buy a horse at the sale, a yearling or a 2-year-old. You can get partners. You can claim a horse, and that's what they did with a Fleet Willie. They claimed him for $25,000. Now they've won 4 stakes, so they won 11 races with him. 4 stakes. They made way over $400,000. They hit the jackpot, the home run, the grand slam with a Fleet Willie. He crushed them in the John B. Campbell. Nice confident ride by Jomar Torres for our leading trainer Claudio Gonzalez. We're all proud of a Laura Park horse. We're all proud of a Fleet Willie, now an 8-time winner at Laura Park. That's his home track. That's where he trains. And yeah, he owns Laura Park right now in the older handicap division. It's all a Fleet Willie going long, at least. Something Awesome might have something to say about that going 7 furlongs, but going 2 turns, I'm putting my money on a Fleet Willie. So that was the winner of the John B. Campbell last Saturday. We'll talk more about some more winners from the Winter Carnival last Saturday. We'll play some more Rodman stretch calls for the Winter Carnival stake races. We'll play some more in the second and third segment. I want to preview some big races coming up at Laura Park this weekend. It's going to be a huge week in a race, and a big simulcast action from Gulfstream. They have some big races. Santa Anita has some big races. But we have a nice card Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Laurel Park. Tomorrow kicks off the 3-day race weekend. First race post time every day is 12:30. We have a nice card with a couple upper-level allowance races to feature Friday's card. We have a 3 other than major league allowance race and a couple other allowance races and a maiden special weight to feature Saturday's card. So a couple of great days of racing coming up at Laura Park. Even with no stake races, we have some nice races. We also have a nice carryover. We have the third largest pick six carryover in the country. That's right, the third largest pick six carryover in the country right now. It's a little shy of 11,000. It's a 20-cent rainbow pick six that starts in race 4 tomorrow at Laura Park. Race 4 is one of those upper level allowance features of the day. Let's get clip A3 ready here, Alan, and we're going to talk about. This is my price play of the day is in race 4 tomorrow. Number 6, Primetime Man. At 4-1, Vargas aboard for Kieran McGee. But the 9-5 favored in race 4 tomorrow at Laura Park to kick off this pick 6 with a carryover of almost 11,000. The 9-5 favored is number 3, Grecian Prince, in race 4 tomorrow for the red-hot barn of trainer Hugh McMahon. Sheldon Russell will ride. We caught up with trainer Hugh McMahon this morning talking about his 5-year-old son of Smarty Jones.
He's an easy horse to train. Is a trainer's dream, is he's eats well. He's always wanting to go to the track and perform. You have to really hold him tight to stop him from running off with the rider. And he's just developing. He's just getting into himself, I think. And I think he's going to be good going into this race.
He's by Smarty Jones. You have a certain affinity to Smarty Jones. What is that?
I met my wife at the Belmont. We went to the tavern to watch the Belmont, and that's where we kind of connected.
All right, so there's trainer Hugh McMahon. He's in the top five. I believe he's third leading trainer out there right now. He's in the top five leading trainers for the winter meet. He's having a good start to 2018. 29% win clip right now, trainer Hugh McMahon has 8 wins from 28 starts. And, yeah, Grecian Prince with a big win last out against First Level Allowance Company. He crushed him by 5.5, got a strong 87 buyer. Grecian Prince, a 5-time winner at Laurel Park, and he is your 9-5, your well-deserved 9-5 morning line favored in race 4 tomorrow, one of our allowance features of the day to kick off that pick 6. Real quick, let's get A4 just so we stay on target here, Alan. Let's get clip A4 ready. The other upper-level allowance feature of the day tomorrow at Laurel Park is going to be race 8, so two other than Allowance going 5.5 to kick off the late daily double. Trainer Ferris Allen has a good-looking Maryland bred, the 4-year-old son of E-Dubai Eastern Bay. He's a younger brother to John Jones, who's a multiple stakes winner at Laurel Park. In Eastern Bay, he's won his last two for trainer Ferris Allen and jockey Elvis Trujillo. We caught up with Ferris Allen this morning talking about his 4-year-old Maryland bred.
He's a horse that's required some patience. We had to give him a long break last summer, and he seemed to really appreciate that, and now he's really hitting a nice stride. He's been very consistent recently and seems to be hitting a nice steady lick. Well, we're going 5.5 furlongs, and the race is chock full of speed, and we have very tactical speed ourselves, so I'm going to leave all that up to Elvis. Elvis is a fine rider. We're lucky to have him here in this colony. He's ridden a lot of races for me over the last 10-15 years, and so we know him real well, and we're real happy that he's in this colony.
All right, so that's trainer Ferris Allen talking about his 4-year-old Eastern Bay. He's won 2 in a row. He got a big number in that last win. He won a Maryland bred allowance race, and he stepped up to open First Level Allowance last out, and he won wire to wire. He broke from the inside, had pressure the whole way. He went wire to wire, got a 90 buyer. And he's 2-1. He's the favorite in this race. And this is anytime you step up from the First Level Allowance to the two other than, that's a big step up. You're stepping up in the deep water. And he is, I believe he's the favorite in this race. He's 2-1. Anybody else? 9-5 or 8-5? No, yeah. Eastern Bay, and he's your deserved 2-1 favored based on his last couple. He's improving. It doesn't look like he's going to bounce because he keeps improving. So if he keeps improving the way he's been improving, well, then, yeah, he's right there against a talented two other than field. So Eastern Bay, you're 2-1 favored in race 8 tomorrow with Elvis Trujillo aboard for Ferris Allen. Eastern Bay, a homebred for Nancy Lee Farms, longtime loyal breeders in Maryland. I pick Eastern Bay on top tomorrow. Race 8, number 2, Eastern Bay. I pick him on top. All right, we're way over time here for this segment. Let's get a break here. When we come back, trainer Jose Corrales, he had a big weekend last weekend, and he has several live runners in this weekend. So we'll talk to him about his Grade 3 General George winner, Something Awesome. We'll also talk to him about Awesome Mary, a nice filly he had went out there last Sunday at Laurel Park. And then we'll talk to him about his live runners he has coming up this weekend. Jose Corrales joins us next here on Maryland Horse Radio, presented by Laurel Park. We'll be right back.